This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Egyptian officials said Thursday that negotiations over a ceasefire in Gaza are at an impasse as Hamas insists on a process to end the five-month-old war. The United States, Egypt, and Qatar have been trying to broker an agreement that would stop the fighting for 6 weeks and include the release of dozens of hostages held in Gaza in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. The Egyptian official said that Hamas has accepted the proposal as a first stage, but wants commitments that will eventually lead to a more permanent ceasefire. Israel has ruled out that demand, saying it intends to resume the offensive after any ceasefire with the goal of destroying Hamas. International pressure is growing for Israel and Hamas to reach a deal that would halt the fighting, which has left much of the Palestinian enclave in ruins and sparked a humanitarian crisis. Three crew members of a commercial vessel were killed Wednesday when a ballistic missile launched from Houthi-controlled territory struck their vessel as it traveled through the Gulf of Aden. U.S. Central Command said four crew members were injured by the attack, three of whom are in critical condition. Officials say the 23-member crew was forced to abandon ship. SATCOM says it was the first fatal strike by an Iranian-backed Houthi missiles militants since the onslaught on international shipping lanes began in mid-November in solidarity with Hamas. Malaysia's Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim issued a warning Thursday against attempts by other countries to block China's military and economic rise in the Asia-Pacific region. During a speech in Australia, Prime Minister Anwar said that China is within its own race to be more forthright with their national interests and that the world must respond with empathy.
In their eyes, the adverse reactions to China's rise, militarily, economically, and technologically, represent nothing less than an attempt to deny their legitimate place in history. The obstacles being placed against China's economic and technological advancement will only further accentuate such grievances.
This is VOA News. Anwar also said Western nations were inconsistent in condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine while remaining, quote, utterly silent on the relentless bloodletting of innocent men, women, and children in Gaza. China says efforts by the United States to suppress its international ambitions will fail. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more on Beijing's latest criticism of the U.S.
Despite a recent warming of relations, China has accused the U.S. of devising tactics to suppress China's rise. Yang Wei, China's foreign minister, spoke to media at the annual meeting of China's legislature. He said China's relations with the U.S. have improved since Presidents Xi Jinping and Joe Biden met in November. However, he said America has not fulfilled its promises. He added, if the U.S. is obsessed with suppressing China, it will eventually harm itself. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new law is in effect in the southern U.S. state of Alabama that protects providers of in vitro fertilization from legal liability. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation that shields IVF providers from possible lawsuits and criminal prosecutions stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Three major IVF providers paused services after the state Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. The ruling raised concerns about civil liabilities for clinics and prompted an outcry from patients and other groups. Lawmakers pushed the immunity proposal as a way to get clinics back open, but they did not take up any legislation that would address the legal status of embryos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of thousands of passengers in Germany are suffering through another round of strikes Thursday by rail and airport workers demanding higher wages. Germany has been troubled by strikes for months as workers and management wrestle over terms amid high inflation and weak business activity. Rail workers began a 35-hour strike on freight services late Wednesday and on passenger services Thursday morning. The length of the strike is intended to underlie a key demand of the train drivers' union to reduce the working week from 38 hours to 35 hours. A walkout by train drivers in January caused travel disruptions for thousands of passengers over several days. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.